Let's get to Adam Pengelly regarding all things racing on the weekend. Hi, Adam.
Morning, CK. Morning, Rory. I'd love to see Nick on Married at First Sight, actually. I reckon he'd be a real hit on that show.
I think he would be too, Adam.
Yeah.
He's a very attractive young man. After himself. He's someone that I think would have a big future. If a lovely lady was there, is going to the lunch today, if you see me in the crowd, come and ask me and I'll introduce you to Nick.
It could be wedding number three.
Could be.
What have we got for the weekend? I mean, all interest for me is what happens with the Autumn Sun.
Yeah, we've spoken a lot, TK, about obviously the Autumn Sun and the Hobart Hill Stakes there and how he's going to come back to the races after a couple of really lacklustre trials, in my opinion. We've spoken about the Silver Slipper as well. Obviously, a huge day for the Colts if they need to stand up on the roads of the Golden Slipper. I'm interested in these Nilly Fox Stakes as well for the fillies in there. It's one of the feature races on the program there at Rose Hill. A couple of really nice horses coming back to the races in the form of I Am Serious and Savatiano for the Chris Waller and James Cummings stable, respectively. They've both trialled up really nicely, heading towards the Coolmore Classic. It's a pretty important run for them, obviously. We know that I Am Serious has an excellent record second up, so she could be heading towards that Coolmore Classic and ready to be primed there. But I don't think you'd take anything away from this race. It's one of the highlights on the program. Obviously, most interesting the Colts in the Hobart Hill and Silver Slipper, but looking forward to this Nilly Fox as well.
Yeah, now the Blue Diamond's getting run at Caulfield tomorrow. What's happened with the favourite, Loving Gabby?
Yeah, a bit of controversy, Laurie. Racing Victoria vets and stewards did a couple of inspections of all the runners in the Blue Diamond yesterday, and they wanted to have another look at Loving Gabby, the favourite, as well as Mick Price's horse as well, Shotmaker there. So they're quite concerned that both those horses showed signs of lameness in their off four. Both trainers, Kieran Maher, obviously trained in partnership with David Eustace, as well as Mick Price, have both denied that their horses are showing any signs of lameness, and they're not happy with those initial assessments of their colts and filly, sorry. So they're going to have to wait till this morning to get the final tick-off where those horses can run in the Blue Diamond. It's just not something you want at this stage of the campaign, is it? You know, 24, 48 hours out from the race, an injury cloud over your horse. I suppose the trainers are the ones that work with these horses every single day and see them every single morning and afternoon when they trot up. And if they think they're fine, I want to respect their opinion, but the stewards and vets need to do their job. It's not great from a confidence point of view if you're thinking of backing either Loving Gabby or Shotmaker.
Now, Paddy Webster's got his wish. Happy Clapper is the first wild card for the All-Star Mile.
Yeah, thankfully, TK. Thankfully. We definitely need a couple of these high-profile horses to be drafted in as wild cards. So Racing Victoria announced the top 10 vote getters yesterday. No great surprises there. I suppose the three big names from a Group 1 point of view who were in the top 10 were Elise, Grant, and Amphitrite. They're all Group 1 winners. So it's great to have those horses in the race. The rest of the top 10, well, you can draw your own conclusions. There are only five horses already 100-1 in that market in the All-Star Mile, even though they're guaranteed a start. So that shows you the race can have a very, very long tail. Racing Toy did announce that first wild card yesterday, which will be Happy Clapper. They'll announce the next three in the coming weeks. But, it's great for Pat Webster to have some certainty around his campaign with Happy Clapper. Now he'll get him ready for that All-Star Mile. He'll take on Winx next week in the Chipping Norton, then probably head down to Melbourne to get ready for the All-Star Mile. But great to see the fan favourite in the race.
Yeah, I was reading in today's paper that Ben Curry up there in Queensland is free to resume training.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm struggling to keep up with his, keep up with his story. It's just quite bizarre, isn't it? So obviously, we know that last week, Racing Queensland, stewards laid some more charges against Ben Curry last Friday. They included possessing a G-guard. The Brisbane Racing Club came out and said, listen, you're not welcome on our racetracks at Doomben Angle Farm. Your horses can still come to the races. Ben's applied to QCAT up there for a stay of proceedings pending an internal review. And QCAT has granted him a stay of proceedings 5 days after that review was handed down. So at least in the short term, Ben will still be able to have horses going to the races. Whether or not he's allowed to step foot on Angle Farm or Doomben, I highly doubt. I think that order from the Brisbane Racing Club probably stands. But don't be surprised, punters, if you look on the races in Queensland there this weekend and see Ben Curry horses still going around. He's still allowed to train in the short term.
What about that bizarre one the week before where he wasn't allowed on track, but his horses were? Not only was his horses allowed on track, they were winning.
Yeah, it's not a bad way to make a track, is it, TK? Probably sit at home in your lounger and watch your horses go around and win after being banned and going through the front gate.
Very strange. Yeah.
What do you like in the silver slipper tomorrow, mate?
I'm probably not too different to a lot of people, Laurie, in the fact that I really like to sort. I think he's a really promising colt going forward towards the Golden Slipper, but I can't get him that short in the market for his first up run off only one soft trial when we know that James is such a great trainer for horses heading towards their grand final. He gets them to peak on their big day. So he might just be too good and blow them away. But at the current price, I'm probably leaning towards a horse like Ferretti, who's wound up at the trials. He needs to run well and probably needs to win to be able to force his way into the Golden Slipper picture. So just at the better price, I'd be having something on Ferretti at this stage. There's no real knock-on to Sort apart from the price. I just think $1.60 is far too short for mine in this race against a couple of really nice colts.
Best bet?
Yeah, it's race 7, number 10, Savatiano TK, and it's Millie Fox. Really liked her trial. I think it's a preparation to stand up now. I think I Am Serious, obviously, is the favourite and the horse to beat. But at the price, I want to be with Savatiano from the Godolphin Yard. I think she's wound up and ready to go. This is her preparation. So race 7, number 10, Savatiano, my best bet at Rosehill tomorrow.
And at $6 as well, mate. Race 7, number 10, Savatiano at $6. You lunching today?
Unfortunately, I can't, TK. I'm in the Robbie Slater mould. I've got to work today, unfortunately. Yeah. I've got a stack of work to do. So I'll apologise, guys. I was there last year. It's a fantastic day. Everyone have an awesome day. And hopefully you can find Nick a wife at some stage.
Well, the truth is you'd love to be there, but you got barred after your effort last year.
I must admit, I did come home in a bit of a groggy state. And Nick has looked at me a couple of times and thought, where have you been?
Big sports breakfast lunch. I've been winxed.
Yeah. I think Webby summed it up beautifully in the paper today, saying there's so many great memories, but not that you can remember many of them.
Yeah, it's a little bit like that. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, boys. Enjoy the lunch.